You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Welcome along to William Hill's Irish Racing Podcast. Sam Norris and Andy Holding here with you on Thursday to preview the All Jumps card at Clonmel. And you can hear the action live on Racing Radio from 1:50pm with Luke Elder, Chris Pimlott and Paddy Aspel in the studio today, guiding you through the Clonmel card as well as the domestic action, of course. But first up, it's a warm welcome to Andy Holding this morning. Morning, Andy.
Morning, Sam.
How are you today?
Pretty good, mate. Yeah, all good.
Good stuff. We know we're edging closer to the summer, Andy, when we start to see these twilight cards in Ireland.
Yes, I was just about to say that. Yes, it's very popular, isn't it, these Irish afternoon cards? Gives everyone a chance to do a little bit of work, perhaps have the afternoon off and then tootle onto the races and nice genteel run through to 7:20 tonight. So hopefully the light will still be okay at that time of night when they run that bumper.
Yeah, hopefully.
I quite like these cards. Surprising that they don't do it in this country as more as they do in Ireland.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. First real tea time fixture of the season, Andy. What do you make of the card today at Clonmel?
Competitive. No short price, good things. And I really fancy one quite strongly in the 5:15 as well, who was hugely unlucky here last time when he ran. So hopefully compensation might await for her.
Okay, we look forward to that one. And that's a handicap hurdle. But we start with race number one, which comes up at 4:10 today. We've got a maiden hurdle here over an extended two-mile trip. Blurt Berry is the 13-8 favourite here. 9-4 for Alamein. Timing's everything is 4-1. 9-1, Cool Vinny. And Sergeant Bilko is 14-1. It's bigger prices for the remainder this morning. What are your thoughts about race number one, Andy?
Yeah, well, Mouse Morris obviously had a fantastic day on Irish Grand National Day with Rogue Angel winning the big race for him. And, of course, Just Cause winning the big handicap hurdle as well. So all eyes will be on Alamein here to keep up the good work for the shrewd trainer. But the trouble is with Alamein, I've just lost a little bit of confidence with him at the moment, albeit he's got the best form in the race, particularly that run behind Haymount at Garran. Should be good enough to win a race of his nature. But as I said, he's just becoming a little bit of a frustrating character, and he was quite disappointing when sent off 8-11 favourite the other day. In fact, he couldn't even make the frame. So he does look vulnerable here, and if there is going to be a horse that's going to turn him over, it might well be this Blue Berry from the William Mullins stable, a horse who, similarly to the favourite, was a little bit disappointing last time out. But that, to be fair, was in a listed race at Newbury. It was the race, of course, went the way of Ballyandy, who went on to win the champion bumper. And he was very much a horse that probably didn't handle the ground on that occasion. He's got some decent form in his native France. And if he takes the hurdling for the first time here, he should be good enough to make his presence felt in a really weak race. Timing's everything, and Cool Vinny, they've got bits and pieces of form, but they don't really look good enough on paper. So it should be between the front two in the market. And as I said, Alamein being a little bit more untrustworthy than he was at the start of the season, it leaves the door wide open for this Blue Berry to take advantage.
Okay, Andy's thoughts in the open. Then we go to the 4:45, another maiden hurdle here. Slightly longer trip this time, 2 miles and 3 furlongs for the 15 runners. Laidback Luke is the 5-4 favourite this morning. Lake Takapuna is 5-2. 7-1 Model Clouds. Coolbane West is 8-1. The King of Rock and Roll is a 10th chance, and it's 12-1 or bigger the remainder. Looks a bit stronger, this maiden hurdle, Andy.
Yeah, I suppose it does. Certainly, numerically it does. But I don't think we've got any superstars in that race. In this race, and I do quite fancy the favourite here, Laidback Luke. His main market rival, Lake Takapuna, she had a good bit of ability last time out, and quite a hot little race here behind Bella Conti, of course, as well fancied in some quarters for the Supreme Novices Hurdle. And the fact that he only finished just behind Joshua Lane suggests that he should be winning races sooner rather than later, maybe in handicaps. But it's just a trip for Lake Takapuna, which I'm worried about. 2 miles seemed to stretch him here the last day on heavy ground, and he didn't really get home. So 2.5 miles here today, or the thick end of 2.5 miles, might just mean that he'll struggle. Whereas Laidback Luke, well, we know he stays really well. He's already run well over 2.5 at Tramore early on in this season. Of course, he finished second to Arcrest as well, who's a very highly regarded horse for the William Mullins stable. He's run last time out behind Mount Beckham at Down Royal. Certainly suggested that he's holding his form particularly well. And he goes on the ground as well. All of his last four runs have come on a heavy surface. So with no real obvious convictions in his direction, and the, like I say, stamina very much a suspect part of Lake Takapuna's makeup, I'd have to go with the favourite here to oblige.
Laid back Luke is then for Andy in the 4:45. We go to race number three now, the 5:15. Wide open handicap here where Annie Elaine is the 5-1 favourite. Go it alone, 11-2. 9-1 for State of Origin, no cash flow, 10-1. 11-1 all about Alfie. And 12-1 or bigger prices for the remainder. As I said there, Andy, it looks wide open this one.
Yeah, it does. 5-1 the field, competitive handicap. But I do actually like one in this one quite strongly. I'm not going to have that many bets today at Clonmel, but this will definitely be one of them. And the horse in question is Annie Elaine from the Thomas Mullin stable. She's a very lightly raced 9-year-old. She's only had 19 runs in her career, and she does pop up every now and again. And she looked like popping up here back in early February, when seemingly going the best of the field, going down to the second last. But the front two, including her, made two horrendous blunders. The other one fell. I think it was also called Fade In. And Annie Elaine absolutely rooted two out and virtually got carried off the course as David Mullins tried to regain his equilibrium. So much so that the horse probably lost in and around about 10 lengths. Therefore, for her to only get beat a half a length in the end once she rallied on the running was commendable to her her well-being and her ability. And I think, taking that away from that, taking that error away from her performance, I think she probably would have won that day. She's up in trip, but that shouldn't be an issue. She's won over 2 mile two before. And the fact that she goes back to the scene of that last performance in a similar race, I think odds are around about 5-1 this morning are quite attractive. You can back her each way at that price with four places on offer. And while it is a very open handicap, I should expect Annie Elaine to be somewhere in the thick end of the action come the close of play.
OK, the bottom one there for Andy, then Annie Elaine in the 5:15. We go to the 5:45 now. A 2 mile beginner's chase for us here, where Marvelous Moment heads the betting at 5-2, 100-30 about Owen Cura Milan. Peter from Paris is 7-2. It's bigger prices, the remainder. What are you liking this one?
Yeah, this is a bit of a tricky one, to be honest, Sam. I haven't got an overly strong opinion. There's too many ifs and buts about quite a few of these. Marvelous Moment, he's certainly got the form in the book to go close in a race like this. That run behind Rogue Trader two starts ago would definitely give him a chance. He finished in front of Leap Derg that day in that competitive handicap. Just that Jim Colotti's just had another winner for a while, so confidence is quite low from that particular stable. Owen Cura Milan, he's also got plenty of back class, but he hasn't won for the thick end of 4 years. And he's 11-year-old making his chasing debut. He's had 34 runs over hurdles, so he's not exactly the one that fits into the normal profiles of novice chasers. Therefore, I'm probably left with Peter for Paris as my token suggestion, almost by process elimination here. 2 runs ago, he ran in a very hot race at Punchestown, and I thought he ran really well. He made most of the run-ins a weakening late on, but he was only beaten at the thick end of 7 lengths by the horses like Measure of My Dreams, who's gone on to win a graded race since. Mr. Diablo, who won at Fairy House the other day, and Arctic Skipper, who also ran well in a good graded race the other day. So he was in very, very deep that day. He was against some strong stars last time out, the likes of Venetian Demai, Futuramic and Mount Gunnery have all got good form over 2.5 miles. And like I say, he didn't probably get the 2.5. He didn't get that trip that day. So dropping back in distance with a forceful ride in a really weak race, I'd probably go with Peter for Paris as the value bet there in that dodgy-looking beginner's chase.
Peter from Paris then in the 5:45. We go ahead to the 6:20 now. This is race number 5 on the card from Clonmel. A 2.5 mile chase here where Bright New Dawn is the well-supported even money favourite this morning. Walk to Freedom, 130. 4-1, the job is right. Lead the Light on is 8-1. 14-1, Western Sun. And Heaney is the outsider of the party at 20-1. We saw Bright New Dawn at Cheltenham, of course, Andy. Will he appreciate the drop in class and the extra juice in the ground?
Yeah, you'd like to think so, wouldn't you? He does look a reasonably good favourite here. You take his run 2 starts to go over the course and distance when he readily outpointed Ruby Light. And a reproduction of that performance against what you could argue is similar opposition, it should be good enough for Gordon Elliott's charge. I actually thought he'd run a good deal better than he did actually in the Grand Annual at the Cheltenham Festival, but having got hampered halfway down the back, and he never really got into rhythm. He ended up being well beaten. You'd have to put that a bit of a line through that run. It seems to be nowadays a heavy ground, and a distance of ground, 2.5 miles, is his key or his optimum conditions. And even though, like I say, there are one or two in the race that could cause him one or two issues, like Walk to Freedom and The Job Is Right, I'd probably have to stick with Bright New Dawn. Certainly the ratings suggest that he's got this race in safekeeping. And if he runs to that level, as we saw two starts ago, then hopefully he'll justify favouritism.
Bright New Dawn then for Andy in the 6:20. The penultimate race on Clonmel's card today comes up at 6:50. A Martinstown opportunity handicap chase here. 2.5 miles is the trip for this one. And Matada Supreme heads the betting this morning at 9-2. 5-1 King Blue. Soaring High is 11-2. Irene Akaska 8-1. It's also 8-1 about Ard Craig. 9-1 all the way home. And double figure quotes for the remainder. What's on your mind for this race, Andy?
Yeah, again, another one that I'm not particularly keen on. These kind of 2.5 mile, 0-100 handicaps in Ireland are always very competitive, but they're very difficult to solve. So I'd probably just play with a straight back here and go at least with a horse who I'd recommend he's going to run his race. And that's Peter Maher's 11-year-old Matada Supreme, who nowadays seems to be running in cross-country events, albeit he's never actually won one of them. He has been acquitting himself quite well. That fifth behind Ballybroker Bridge in the Banks race at Punchestown two starts ago suggests that he's capable of running to a fair standard. Although he got beat the last day down in Gowran, the horse that beat him, What Are You Doing to Me, is quite useful on his day, as he proved on that occasion. He's generally consistent, like I say, he always seems to run his race. And I quite like the lad who rides him as well, Ambrose McCurtain. He's a decent pilot. The other one to mention is the horse that has been punted this morning, Soaring High. I can see why one or two punters are looking at him. He's a very lightly raced 7-year-old. He comes from the point-to-point sphere. And he looked to be going better than anything going down to the last Navan last time out. How he managed to finish out the frame is almost a minor miracle. Whether, like I said, that was his first run on heavy ground over 2 miles for quite a while, or he just needed a run, I don't really know. But he's definitely a horse who's got a very high cruising speed. And if the connections have got him fit, just by the market activity they probably have, then he's going to be a danger to all. But I'll stick with my original thoughts with Matada Supreme, but I'll definitely have half a look at that Soaring High.
OK, Andy's thoughts then in the 6:50. We go to the final race on Clonmel's card now. The 7:20 is a bumper over the extended 2 mile trip, and Miguel Angel is the 9-4 favourite this morning. 3-1 Crazy Heart. Thirsty Work is 7-2. 4-1 Joey Sasser. Capital Force 9-1. It's 14-1 Bar. Obviously, when a Willie Mullins newcomer is well punted in a race like this, Andy, you have to sit up and take note. Are you with the favourite here or against it?
I'll probably go against it because there are one or two horses who have already shown a fair level of form. Certainly, Miguel Angel's got to be respected, as you say, being trained by Willie Mullins. And, you know, he's fairly well found in the market. But I do like the claims of Crazy Heart. At least with this horse, we know that it stays really well. Of course, he's a former point-to-point winner. So that stamina is already set in stone, and although he hasn't run since October, the form of that race at Wexford, in which he was 7 to last goodbye, has worked out really well because the winner has gone on to win a couple of times subsequently. And I think, if my memory serves me correct, last goodbye actually won the other day down in Cork when he beat Captain of the Fleet in a very competitive race. So as it stands, that level of ability shown by Crazy Heart that day should at least be good enough to know that he'll finish in the frame. And he's around about 7-2, 4-1 with most firms this morning. So Crazy Heart, a fairly obvious and confident each-way selection in the final race.
Crazy Heart it is for Andy then in the concluding bumper. Just spin us through the card, please, one more time, Andy. Your selections for Clonmel on Thursday.
Yeah, very competitive card today. Lots of runners, albeit a little bit thin on quality. We'll start off with Willie Mullins in the first race with Blueberry. Just not sure about the general well-being of Alamein at the moment. No questions in the direction of Layback Luke in the second race. He looks as though he's got everything in his favour to finally get off the mark over hurdles. My best bet on the card, my nap of the day, is Annie Elaine in the 5:15, who was really unlucky here, went second in a similar race to this 56 days ago. In the 5:45, not a particularly inspiring race, but hopefully Peter from Paris will get to the front and put it up to them there in that beginner's chase. Bright New Dawn looks one of the most confident selections from a short price perspective in that conditions race to 6:20. In the 6:50, Matada Supreme should run his race yet again, but do keep your eye on also on the strong travelling Soaring High right down the foot of the weights. And in the final race, Paul Nolan's done really well this year, with small pickings. And Crazy Heart is the obvious each-way choice, having run well on debut in a bumper early on the season at Wexford.
Lovely stuff. Andy Holding's thoughts then ahead of the Irish action from Clonmel today, and we'll be taking the vast majority of that card on Racing Radio from 1:50pm alongside all the domestic action as well. It's Luke Elder, Chris Pimlott and Paddy Aspel in the studio for that, so make sure you join us for all of the racing today. Thank you very much for joining me, Andy, and best of luck on this Clonmel card.
Thanks, Sam.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.